This is the safe point.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da-da. That was amazing.
Boom.
Thanks. A great comeback.
Oh, jeez. Thanks. I really appreciate that. But yo, y'all, this is The Safe Point, episode 37. Man, we are moving along. We are just chugging along. It's been 2 weeks, and I don't get me wrong, really wanted to do an episode with Luigi while you were here, and like obviously couldn't do an episode. Did not work out. That did not happen. Did not work out. Life got in the way. Fair. And then last week, life got in the way because I have friends in town now, and motherfuckers is just busy. But I'm really happy that we're back to talk about games. How have you been?
I've been okay. I've been good. Like you said, I was in New York, so
yeah. How was New York? Like tiring. Outside of like chilling with us.
Tiring.
We were blessed by your presence. You know, we were so lucky.
I was blessed by y'all's presence. No, it was nice.
No.
It was cool. Every day I was with someone new. Crazy. But yeah, it was a lot. It's funny. I don't necessarily miss New York as like a place to live, but going back home and like, you know, getting that is always great. But I was definitely happy to be back in LA. Can't lie.
Yeah. I mean, it's always nice to go back home too, you know.
Yeah,
and that's home now. Yeah. That's home right now. My boy who's here right now, who's here from LA, says the same thing. He's like, "Yo, I love New York." He wants another home in New York, but he doesn't want that to be his only home though. And I could feel that, you know, because to always come back and always have to stay with someone else or stay in a hotel or something like that, ideally, right? If someone, you would want your home place, but ain't no place like New York. Ain't nothing like a New York summer. You know what I mean?
Nothing like it.
That's why I've been so fucking busy. That's why I've been trying to like stay low.
It's a hot girl summer.
Yeah, it's a hot girl summer, 100%. been laying low. It could be a fucking Tuesday, and there's like a gaming and chill happening. And like, what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? Go home after work? No. You gotta go to the gaming and chill. You know what I mean? But yeah. Also, it was Ivan's birthday. Not too long ago. Shout out to Ivan. We haven't been able to say happy birthday on record.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Pokemon Don.
May know him as Navis.
Better known as Navis. You know, it's so funny. I remember when I was around someone when they asked him, like, "Yo, where'd Navis come from?" And he was like, "Oh, it's just my name backwards." And I was like, "What?" I was like, "Wow." I was like, that was the last fucking thing I was gonna expect to hear as an explanation to his name.
That.
Yeah. She was hilarious, man. I love Ivan. Wow. Shout out to Ivan.
Smart.
It's really easy, right? I mean, it worked out. A lot of us don't have names like that. Mine backwards.
Definitely not me.
No. Not even gonna try it. Yeah. No. I guess I don't know if I mentioned this before we started or after I done the intro, but the event happened on. Damn, was it this past Tuesday that just passed?
Last week.
Yeah. Oh my god, yo, time is an illusion.
Yeah, it doesn't exist.
And it's a figment of my imagination. Yeah, it was definitely last week, but that happened. That was exciting. Shout out to everybody who came. Really appreciate y'all showing love. We had a blast. And right when it was getting so good, we got rained on.
Yep.
Yeah. And everybody
that
was like,
you,
"Oh no, that's a blessing." And I mean, I don't see it. It did. I mean, though, the rain did bring its own blessings though, which was cool. Like it was cool to see who still stuck around. Like like you said, like it didn't really stop us. We had to put a lot of the equipment away, like a lot of the gaming setups. There's only one left after the rain started. It was my Switch with Smash on it, funny enough. But yeah, it was cool to have that happen and see what still came from that. And yeah, excited for the next one. So it's cool. It is what it is.
BGA.
Yeah, hopefully we do one when you're here, you know what I mean?
I know.
And by the way, I mentioned that call I was on earlier, right? And I had mentioned, I was like, "Oh yeah, no." And Liz is on team now. And I was like, she's like the first lady of VGA. And somebody on the call was like, "Wow, That's actually, I like that. First lady energy, I like that. I like that. So, yeah, shout out to Alyssa being the first lady of VGA, you know?
Number one.
And finally, you know, getting with the getting together with the crew. We gotta get like a team photo the next time you come.
Yes, please.
Somehow make that happen. That'd be cool. All right, but now, first topic. It's crazy because Alyssa and I got on Discord. We were like, wait, hold on. There's so much other stuff to talk about. It's so crazy. We just haven't talked in a few weeks. We need Twitch to do better. Not sure if 100%. I feel like it's really only like people who maybe are in tune with Twitch like that, or like in tune with like gaming news in general, who may know. But a lot of like black streamers, streamers of color, minority streamers, have been getting like hate rated multiple times. Doesn't matter what time of day it is, doesn't matter what you're streaming, doesn't matter who. If you're black, you're streaming, you're probably gonna get hate rated in the past like week. It's been like a week that this has been like running rampant. And if you don't know what a hate rate is, people get like follow botted, so then like you get followed by like 1,000 bots if you have a if you got like a notifier on. That's just gonna go off, which will ruin your stream. They're spamming, you know, slurs, N-word, a whole bunch of shit. I mean, you name it. We've seen it. Anything you can think of, and it's just spam. Right. It's been happening to a lot of streamers, and I know a lot of streamers have been like, you know, putting their foot down, and like not letting it really like affect them or their stream. Some have like set their stream up that if that happens, you know, like they're putting it on 30 minute follower mode or sub only mode, things like that. It sucks that they even have to do that.
Agreed.
To like just have like a regular day stream, you know. But that's been happening. That's fucking trash. I think that's trash. What were you? Because you're the one who actually like popped up,
brought it up. Yeah.
What do you think about it?
I think it's really sad. I saw a video of a person. I don't want to like, you know, misgender anyone, but they were crying because there was nothing that they had done or could have done to avoid it. So they said, I just want to like not be on camera. And I think that's a fear that a lot of people just have in general, especially like people of color, let alone if you identify as a woman, or a non-binary person that may pass as a woman. It's just hard. But, you know, I do believe that Twitch needs to do better, and their response has just not been the best. Blue Satire, who's like a friend of, you know, VGA.
Yeah, he got hate rated from those.
Yeah, I think so. But he was ready.
Yeah, he was ready. Like, and that's one of the ones who was ready. Yeah,
he was ready with it. So shout out to him, because, you know, it didn't stop him from, you know, streaming or anything like that. But not everybody's capable of like having that type of fight back,
that like fortitude. You know, like
yeah, exactly. I think it's just been cool though for like people who are on Twitch who have experienced it to like alert everyone else. There's a lot of threads out there that gives you the names of each account that's either doing hate raids or stealing your IP addresses, because that's also a problem right now on Twitch. So just be aware, tune in, and just support these black creators, because it's not fair at all.
Yeah, no, 100%. And like you said, like Twitch's response hasn't been incredible over the past couple of months, years, about stuff like this. And I mean, that's where like people have gotten to a point where it's just like, yo, like Twitch, like you need to do better. And it sucks, because like, what's the other platform to compete with Twitch and to make them want to do better, to need to do better, because they're losing creators? Is it YouTube? Is it Facebook Gaming? I don't see that right now.
Right.
I don't feel that right now. As much as like about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, like it was really big. There were a lot of streamers moving around, doing deals, et cetera, et cetera. But I feel like that hasn't really shifted who really controls the streaming culture, the streaming space. I feel like it's still Twitch.
Me too.
Even though like YouTube is really heavy on like people going live now. I feel like that's not cemented like that yet. But
no.
I don't know. You know, like they really got to do something, because it's not the first or nor the second nor the third time that, like, people are out there practicing blatant racism and bigotry mm-hmm. and hate, misogyny, all of it. Mm-hmm. It's trash. It's trash. So we on Twitch right now talking about this right now.
Yeah,
trash.
I know.
But yeah, that's the fucking world we live in. But like, it still doesn't mean that we shouldn't all try to come together under common cause, common idea.
Yep.
Like, yo, it's about organizing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whether it's just a few people in your community, eventually that small community blends with another, and mm-hmm. then you have a movement, you know. But that's you know, whatever. That's a whole nother discussion. That's a whole nother yeah. thing. But I'm hoping that happens. I feel like that's what been has been happening with this like Twitch do better thing. Mm-hmm. It just sucks. Just really sucks.
It does. And just for a heads up for anyone who's experienced it, because Amari just said it, the best thing you can do for yourself, because it's also, like I said, they also steal IP addresses. Mm-hmm. It's not just like the hate raids. It's just to ban them in your chat. So that's / I think, or is it forward? It's either forward back slash, or forward yeah. slash ban yeah. and then the name. That's the best thing you can do, because clicking on their page can expose your IP address to them as well. Mm. That's I think there was a day that you were streaming and one of them followed you. It was like Fragilla something. And that's actually a really big, yeah, that's one of the ones that actually does hate raids and things like that. So
wow.
Yeah, Four Gatherers is another one. I remember someone else, I forget who it was. I think it was Bull. Focus, I don't want to say his name wrong.
Focus like Bull.
Yeah, he had
homie Rick. It's my guy.
Yeah, he had tweeted about it, and immediately when he said that I banned the person, I wasn't even streaming, and then the next day that I streamed, they followed me too. Yeah. So yeah, it's good that you banned them immediately, because that's not what we're here to do. Yeah. But it seems like it's mostly small streamers, not big
not like
streamers.
Mega streamers. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, mega streamers chats are already like crazy anyway.
And things, yeah.
But yeah, when I put the Hispanic tag on stream, I was doing it to test it, and it worked.
Wow.
They
literally, I didn't even put any tags like that, and it just happened.
Yeah, hate is so strategic. It's mm-hmm. it's disgusting. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
All right, but yeah, no. I hope. I don't know. I hope more awareness comes around this, because I didn't even know that about these names and stuff like that. So that's news to me. Mm-hmm. Glad y'all made me aware.
Aware. Yeah. No doubt.
Okay. Shit. All right. Well, yo.
Sure.
In lighter news.
Yeah, I was gonna say, should we move on to something a little bit lighter? We were talking about Ivan.
Yeah, talking about Ivan. Yep.
We were talking about Ivan earlier. You know, he's gonna come on later in the stream to play some Pokemon. But listen, Pokemon Presents, Pokemon Company dropped their own little direct, and I would say it's probably the best quote unquote Nintendo Direct we got in so long. But there's a lot of things happening. Obviously, this is the 25th year of Pokemon. So Pokemon Unite, which is very, very popular, it's coming to mobile in September. Jess is one of those people that are thoroughly obsessed with the game. There's some mm-hmm. new Pokemon being added, like Sylveon, and I forget the other Pokemon. There was just so much happening yesterday.
Hisuian Growlithe.
Yeah. No. That was for Legends of Arceus.
Okay. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Talking out of time.
No, it's okay. Then there's also going to be another. Well, obviously we know Pokemon Go has events all the time, but there's going to be a new event coming. I think it's tomorrow. Don't quote me on that, but it's mainly about Sword and Shield, so you could get the legendary Pokemon from Sword and Shield, and along with other specific Pokemon as well. Then we heard more about Brilliant Diamond and Shining Pearl, like, you know, because it's coming out in November, alongside a special edition Switch Lite, you know, just to commemorate when they did it for the 3DS.
Almost identical.
And then, of course, yeah literally. Cool. Last but very much not least, but what we were all waiting for, was more information about Pokemon Legend Arceus. They gave us a lot of details on like what the game is going to be. Basically, it's like you're completing the Pokédex, I guess you can say. But the most important part, I think, outside of Growlithe, was the style of gameplay. Mm-hmm. It's very different from what we're used to as Pokemon players. So what did you think about the whole event or the game itself, what you caught, you know, things like that?
Yeah. I thought it was also one of their better directs in a long time. I think that's not saying a lot either, but that is what it is. I thought it was cool. I thought what we saw was great. I'm really excited to play new Pokemon. That's how I feel. That's how I feel.
Me too.
And I'm not gonna lie. I hate that they can sometimes, all the time, do the bare fucking minimum. And I'm still excited to play some Pokemon. Because that's how, and I'm only saying that, I'm not saying that based on what we just saw, but I'm saying that based on how we felt when we first saw this stuff last year. Was it last year?
I think
so. The first women's was early this year or last year, one of those. Times, again, relative. Not a thing. So, like, the way people felt then, where it was like, oh, damn, this is all they're doing, or, like, and criticizing the way the game looked and stuff like that. But I'm really excited for the new gameplay style. It reminds me a little bit of Final Fantasy. Which excites me. I'm wondering, I don't know. Because, like, here's something I've always wondered about Pokemon. When is Pokemon ever going to change the sauce? Like, I mean, like, in the sense of, like, every incremental Pokemon, I mean, like part of the series, like, Blue Red. I was thinking, I thought Red was green
Fire
for a second.
Red, yes. And green. Yeah.
So, Blue Red, Gold Silver, you know, Emerald, Ruby Sapphire. All of those kind of have, like, the same battle system. And in anything that deviates away from that isn't one of those games and isn't one of these, like, stamped Pokemon titles. And so I'm wondering, like, now that this game is kind of testing new waters, is this Pokemon getting away from that system, that archaic... I don't want to say it's archaic, but it's been the same thing for a long time. Yeah, they might have added, oh, now it's 2v2, or they might have done this, but it's been the same thing. I think this is the most they've done to the system. I don't know if I want to go as far as to say ever, but maybe, you know.
It's been a long time,
for sure. And so are the future iterations of Pokemon like this? Or is this just, again, like the Go series, where that battle style is completely different? It's about just catching the Pokemon, and there are some battles here and there, but that's not what the game is. So I'm interested in that. I'm just interested. It's fucking Pokemon. We still don't know what the I feel like we still don't know what the legendary Pokemon looks like. Like Arceus, if that's the Pokemon's name.
I don't even know if that's the name of the Pokemon.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even know if that's the name of the Pokemon. Correct.
I think what you said is interesting, though, because I just had a conversation with someone yesterday about it, and they were like, I'm really liking this. And I was like, yeah. And they were basically saying what you said, like, they need to switch up Pokemon because it's a formula at this point. So we're used to it. He's like, I'm just tired of, like, the usual. I battle 8 gyms, and then I go off to the league, whatever it may be, or Elite Four. And I said, this is the perfect way to switch it up because we get a different play style. I still think that we'll get the usual 8 gyms, whatever it may be, go on to the next thing, beat whatever. But I think also implementing the wild area is perfect. I want that in the next big title. Along with DLC, I think DLC worked for the last iteration, Shield and Sword and Shield. It was great.
So good. Really good
DLC.
It
really helped.
Yeah.
It helped the game. It helped make the game last longer, and they knew when to cut it.
Yeah.
When to be like, okay, just 2 DLCs. You still have the wild area, but now implement the play style, like, for Arceus into the game, because that's what we want. We want to be immersed amongst the Pokemon in the ways that Go is supposed to immerse us.
Yeah.
As, like, people who play mobile games. But I don't know. I'm really excited, though. I'm really looking forward to that game. I can't lie.
Yeah, I am too. Again, anything new Pokemon, like I'm excited to play the remakes because I never got to play that Pokemon because I didn't have a DS. Right. And I'm looking forward to playing a new Pokemon game that's completely different. And yeah, let's see if some of the future of Pokemon comes from this game.
Yeah.
And also how the lore ties into everything too, because like, right. I saw somebody joke and they're like, "Hey, so didn't Professor Oak create the Pokedex and stuff?" So he was like, "So if in this game you're creating the Pokedex, doesn't that mean that Professor Oak just stole someone else's work and is profiting off of it?" I was like, "Oh my god!" The complexity. I will say this.
Game Freak did make the game. So is it canon?
Is it canon? Possibly. That's what I'm saying. So like,
it has to be. If Game Freak made it, it has to be canon.
Look, interesting is all I'll say. You know what I mean?
Jess said, "I like the idea of this game being taken in the past of what it is now, the Sinnoh region, mm-hmm. too, as if these Pokemon variants went extinct." That's really cool.
Yeah, I like that too. I like that because, like, I think that might be an idea with the Growlithe, right? Or Growlithe mm-hmm. has evolved from that fluffy haired style, beauty. Oh my god, you see that mane?
Yes. But I think it also explains, like, it also helps explain, like, the Alolan version of Pokemon, or, you know, the different versions that we get. Because I feel mm-hmm. like if there's one thing about Pokemon, it's like we don't play it for the story. But to give it story and give it some purpose and explaining some things, I think it helps the franchise and helps people who really do like JRPGs. Because it's like a lot of people's first.
Yeah, 100%.
My first. So.
I'm excited. I'm really excited. Pokemon, it's almost a few months away. Also, we're just a few months away from so many games. Like,
yes, literally. We've been talking about this.
Something that we're about to get into, Call of Duty, coming out in early November. Battlefield 2042 coming out in late October. Halo. Hopefully coming out this year. Because I know they said what they said, that it's coming out later this year. I need a release date. You know,
yeah,
but who knows? We might see one at GamesCon next week. That's interesting because Paris was also hosting that one. Shout out to Paris. Yeah, that's really cool. Saw he was in Seattle again. I was like, the last time you were in Seattle was, you know, you're doing the other stuff.
Yep.
But I think he was. I think he was actually open about this one. I think when they announced it, they said he was the host. So
they said that he was. Yeah.
So that was cool. That's really cool. What else? Oh my god, I feel like there's another one that I'm missing. Oh, just these Pokemon games and just the winter games. Forza Horizon.
Forza. Yeah.
I've been playing Forza Horizon 4, and that game is really good. I'm actually really looking forward to 5. I'm not going to lie to you. Also, because I've been playing
GTA and Skyrim.
I've been playing this Backbone so much. I've always liked handheld racing. Like, that's like been one of my favorite ways to play a racing game. And so playing that shit on xCloud on my phone was money. I really like that. So I'm really looking forward to 5. It's probably gonna be like my xCloud game. Same way like Horizon, like this one has been. Like you said, we didn't add that to the list, but for a quick moment, can we talk about how Skyrim and GTA 5 are never going to die. Ever going to die.
Literally.
I'm not going to lie. I just started a new Skyrim save because I've been playing xCloud like a madman. And I was like, you know what? Let's just start a new Skyrim. And I can pick it up whenever, from wherever, yada, yada. I was like, I like that prospect. It's the reason I got the game for the Switch, and I don't play it on the Switch. So, but yo, to find out that we're getting a next gen version of it, I'm even more excited. Like, what the fuck, this is insane. Elder Scrolls 6 and it's is funny. So far away. That's and that's what that told me too.
So is GTA 6.
Yeah, and so is GTA 6. Yep.
I was in Crystal's stream the other day, and I think it was Greg asked someone, like, when did they think or someone asked someone when did they think the next GTA game was coming out, and someone was like, never. Like, valid.
Yeah.
Valid.
Like Amari said, I've seen this. PlayStation 2 had 3 GTAs, and GTA 5 has had 3 PlayStations. For sure. Very 100%. True. Yeah. But I think that very also true. Goes to... It speaks to how long development of, like, some of these games can take. Because, again, GTA is not one of those games that Rockstar rushes. GTA 5 took a long time to come out after 4. Because I remember when they put out that teaser, everybody was like, oh my God, finally. Anyways.
That's going to be us when GTA 6 gets like a proper trailer.
Yeah, yeah, that is going to be us. Yeah, 100%. I remember like, when that there was no one. It was just a teaser of the city. There were no people. There were no cars, nothing. It was just the city. And people went insane. They were like, what? We're going back to LA. Oh, man, it's insane. And also, I know GTA 4 isn't a lot of people's favorite GTA. Like, I know a lot of people criticize that GTA. So I feel like also coming off of that one, people were just like, oh, man, the prospect of another good GTA game is right around the corner.
They're also going to amp up. Aren't they going to do something for like next gen for GTA San Andreas, like a trilogy?
They said that there's rumors that they're going to remaster San Andreas, Vice City, and 3.
And I'm here for that.
Yeah, entirely. I think that's cool. I think that's really cool, actually, because those are gems, man. I think those are three games that, like, I mean, GTA as a whole has defined like what gaming is today in a lot of senses. So those games deserve it. You know, like I don't know, like Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask and Wind Waker. Oh, man. Wow. Would be cool if that publisher remade those games. Oh, man.
Shots at you, Nintendo. I know we praised you in the beginning, but rightfully so. He still feels jaded by what was supposed to be the 35th anniversary of Zelda.
Jaded. Jaded is the word I would use for sure. 100%.
Get to it.
But yo, so like I was mentioning before, our sidetrack to Skyrim and GTA, Call of Duty just got a new trailer today. Call of Duty Vanguard is what it's called, if I'm not mistaken. And all I got to say is I'm not really looking forward to it. That's it. That's all I got to say. I'm not really looking forward to it.
Okay.
It looks like they're going into the past. I don't like that. The guns before like Vietnam just weren't it, and so this looks a little, I don't know, looks a little dated. So I'm not really looking forward to it. It's also not made. I think Infinity Ward, which is the Call of Duty studio I actually like, I think that they're not involved in this project at all. And so I'm not interested in it. So
I don't play Call of Duty, so.
Yeah, I knew we weren't gonna get a lot out of you. That's why I was just a quick one, you know. This was just a quick one. Just get it out of there. New trailer.
Only Black Ops 3 has ever been enticing, and that's just because of the Zambonis jabronis. You feel me?
Zambonis jabronis.
And who needs that when Back 4 Blood comes out October 12th?
Yeah. I mean, hold on. You know what? I'm gonna put the Call of Duty trailer on the screen at least. You know, for the,
So at least so people can see. Yeah.
Yeah, but I like. It's just, I don't know. I first of all, I feel like this year is gonna be a competitive year, for
at least for shooters.
For shooters, because
That's heavy. Even Back 4 Blood is technically a shooter, although it's mainly focused in zombies. Like, we got that. Call of Duty, Halo. There's just so much.
Yeah, Battlefield. Apex will be in like season 11 by then, and let me tell y'all, Apex season 10 has been a blast. It's amazing. Has been a blast. Yeah. It's been one of the best Apex seasons. Yeah, I peeped. I was like,
I like Apex when I'm in the mood for it, but like when I have people to play with, I don't like to play by myself.
Yeah,
because then I suck, and then.
And so, like, and don't get me wrong. I mean, and I also can't judge a lot based off of this trailer because it's a cinematic trailer. Mm-hmm. It was just made for the visuals. It was made to look sexy, sell a product.
Right.
But this isn't the game. So, that's another thing.
I just think, like, their focus on this but not fixing their lobbies just says a lot to me. Because I realize, like, a lot of big streamers like Tim the Tatman and Nick Merckx haven't been playing Call of Duty lately.
Yeah, they haven't.
It's been crazy, but I hear the hackers are really bad. And well, I just think, like...
That's another thing. They announced that there's going to be a new Warzone map, which is really cool. That should be really awesome for Warzone. And they're going to add an anti-cheat as well. Wow.
Oh, okay.
Wow, welcome to the 21st century, man. Like, for a game that's been getting obliterated by hackers ever since, like, its inception. Whatever, you know.
It's, I see what you're saying, though, as we're watching the trailer.
Yeah, like, don't get me wrong. There are parts that you can tell are actually, like, in-game cutscenes that are just, like, transitioning from, like, CGI. But it's still not enough for me to be like, oh, all right, like, I know how the game is going to feel. Like, that right there, that bomb falling, that was from the game. But anyways, that's just my opinion on it. It's like, it's how I felt about Cold War last year. Last year's Call of Duty. Didn't really draw me at all. Infinity Ward. When Infinity Ward is making another Call of Duty, I will be playing then Call of Duty. Talk to them. Yeah, I'll be playing Call of Duty. Until then, they can keep it. They can keep anything. Yeah, I was on Twitch. If you want to talk about Infinity Ward and Treyarch, and I think there's a third studio now that's making Call of Duty. I forget what it's called, but I was on Twitch the other day. More people are watching people play Modern Warfare than watching people play Cold War. And those are like the classic multiplayer style Call of Duty. There's a bunch of people watching people play Warzone, but that's different. And also, funny enough, I feel like Warzone feels more like Modern Warfare than it does Cold War, because that's the game it was made based off of. You know who made that game? Infinity Ward. So I'm telling you, people like the Infinity War games more. I mean, Modern Warfare 2 is one of the greatest shooters of all time. You know who made that? Infinity Ward. But Treyarch also made Black Ops 2, which was a really good one too. It's whatever. I just don't really enjoy their games. So anybody who's looking forward to it, shout out to that. I think November 5th, I think it was.
Yeah, they said November 5th. Yeah. That's cool, I guess.
Another shooter.
If you're into Call of Poopy.
So that's Call of Duty. Speaking of shooters, shooters gonna shoot, right?
So for those who don't know, which if you have been living under a rock, how could you not? Ariana Grande, of all people, is in Fortnite, or was in Fortnite. I'm pretty sure her skin is no longer available.
Disclaimer.
2 weeks ago.
We are Ariana Grande fans. If you couldn't hear the excitement. And she's the biggest. All right. Just so you know.
It was like the perfect combination. Ariana, Fortnite, if I was still on Fortnite. They did it during their Rift Tour event. A lot of people are speculating if that was just it. I personally don't know. I assume that she was the event. But it was a 3-day weekend event where she performed some of her greatest, like, quote unquote, performed some of her greatest hits from The Way to, like, her current song Positions. And this isn't the first time that Fortnite has done this, though. They've collaborated with Marshmello, Travis Scott, I mean, even Star Wars. But what did you think of the event? Did you enjoy it? And who would you like to... Also, they have like a new mode called the Imposter Mode for Among Us before we hop into the questions. So I guess it's like a play on Among Us.
It's a rip of Among Us. It is like straight up copy pasta. Among Us is in Fortnite right now, just so you know.
Wow.
It's crazy.
So what did you think of the event, obviously? Who would you like to see, and how do you feel about Among Us being ripped off by Epic?
I actually really enjoyed the Ariana concert. They had like a fun little mini game in there that like actually made you be like, oh shit, I should actually get on it. I thought the environments were cool. I thought it was like, again, I've always said like one of Fortnite's strengths is like that the game isn't real. And so like they can do whatever they want. They can build whatever they want. And it makes sense because it's Fortnite. That's why they can have all these characters in the game. And it just makes sense. Now Ariana Grande is just running around the island clapping motherfuckers. You know what I mean? Like crazy. So it was really cool to see it. It was fun to see their creativity for her. In relation to what they did for Marshmello and what they did with Travis Scott, it was kind of cool to see what they did for her. And
The differences.
Yeah, the differences and stuff. It was cool. Shout out to Ariana. I was like, oh, now I got my mood. I was like, oh, love her. Yeah, she's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, I love Ariana Grande. But yeah, it was cool. And who would I want them to do another one with? God, that's so hard. I'm not even gonna lie. Actually, it's not hard. Bad Bunny.
Let's go. That's a good one.
Bad Bunny. That's who they should do one with. If you really want to get it, and one of the biggest languages that Fortnite is streamed in is in Spanish. Like that dude who had like 2.5 million people watching him one time get a Fortnite character. Was he Portuguese? No, he was. I think he was Argentinian. Yeah, he was Brazilian or Argentinian. Oh, okay. One of those two. Actually, Brazilian. You're right. And he got a character, and there were 2 million people watching him. So, I don't know. There's stuff to be had in other languages, but I think for character, like what he is and like how expressive he is, in his artistry, I think Bad Bunny would be perfect. The next like perfect one to do. Too. Yeah.
That's a good one. I didn't think about that. That's cool.
Yeah. What about you?
Well, for the Ariana thing, I felt like it was okay only because I didn't go to the Marshmello one, but I went to the Travis one, and I just felt like it just seemed like that was planned out a little bit more. His concert was like longer than hers, but I thought it was cool. The one thing I really enjoyed was the sentiment to Mac Miller, which people are saying like they think that was like her way of like, you know, saluting him and stuff like that and stuff like that. But as for who I would like to see in Fortnite, I'm gonna have to go with Tyler, the Creator. I told you this. I feel like that is the perfect element of like who they could have because he's such a character. And I thought it'd be cool too if they had like, cause Travis, his skin, there's like one version of his skin and then you could turn into another version. I thought it'd be really cool if Tyler had three, where it's Tyler and then it's Igor and then it's just like his latest version of himself that he presents himself as, like a character. But he has like, just like Bad Bunny, he's a character, has all the elements that fits in with Fortnite, very popular artist amongst like younger kids too, like Gen Zers. So epic. Hit up Tyler.
Also, I was gonna say, Amari said Lil Nas X. That would have been another one, but I could
also not see it just because of the sexual,
the vulgarity of it,
that people love to paint on him.
I would say, instead of just thinking one artist, I would want to see if they'll ever do like a concert, like an hour long. Because how long was Travis Scott's?
I don't remember, but it was definitely longer than
It was longer than Ariana's. I know that, but
he premiered a new song there too, which was cool.
Nah, that's cool. That's
and then it came with merch and stuff too. So I was like, oh, he got the whole shit.
Yeah, he got the whole thing. Yeah, but I would like to see them do multiple artists, like a lineup.
Me too.
Like that if you want to take it next level, I think that's like that would a notch up. Like, ooh, this is interesting now. But yeah, Eric said, Nick's management was good. Shout out to the homie. That Will Smith leak. Will Smith is going to be in Fortnite? What the fuck? Oh my goodness, man. Oh my goodness.
Like nothing would surprise me anymore.
Nothing.
I think the only thing that like makes it cool is like how they make it the artist or the character's own world, you know, like they just make it for them, and I think that's the cool part. But I'm surprised Bugs Bunny's not in it. Like, Daft I get it, he's a cartoon. Punk. Daft Punk would be great. I'm surprised. So I mean, I know that they're not together, but
yeah,
I'm
wow, that even would be Pharrell. That would be crazy. Yeah, Pharrell would be really good too. Yeah. Oof,
yeah,
oof. Nah, there's so many good ones. Honestly.
So many good ones.
And the Queen Bee. But we don't need to say that. You know what I mean? She's valid everywhere. You know?
Don't need that. Yeah. She don't need it, but
she don't need it. Like, definitely don't need it.
A lot.
But
they play Ariana a lot, so listen. I'm pretty sure they can afford Miss Beyonce.
Yeah, they can.
Give me Missy Elliott. That'd be dope.
I like that. That'd be dope. See, this is why we need lineups. You know what I mean? Too many people. I need a lineup.
And here we are. Yet again, talking about Fortnite, doing something no one else has ever done.
Pushing the game forward.
They said copyrighted music. Well, we'll make this one band just make new music for us. I forget who it was for the new season. It was like The Who or something. I forget.
That's interesting.
That they had them make copyrighted free music, like just a brand new song specifically for Fortnite.
Gotta love it. They got the bag. They got the bag. They can do that. That's what you can do when you have the bag. And yeah, again about their like imposter mode, that shit is straight up copy paste Among Us. Which I just let anybody watching this right now, I would watch it. I would play it. I'm down to play around just to see what it's like. Because also when you meet, there's emotes. And so you can point at somebody. Oh. Like, you make it interesting. Even though we would all be in a chat anyways.
Can you play as a character?
Yeah, you can play as whoever you want, if I'm not mistaken.
I could play as Ariana.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You're like, if I can't play as Ariana,
or Travis, what's the point?
Not interested. Yeah.
And that would be the last skin I buy from Fortnite, by the way.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay. I've heard that before.
But if they put Zendaya in it, that's it.
There it is. They're always gonna have a hand in our pocket, man. Always, motherfuckers.
Do you think they're still gonna do the anime thing, like with Naruto?
Oh yeah, I feel like the rumors have been too big. And was there like imagery of it, or is it just been like a rumor, like a solid rumor? I'm not sure.
I think it's rumors, but I also think people could render their own character designs and put it in the game. So
that's valid. That's true. I think it was interesting when the rumor came up a second time recently. It was like maybe like a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago. It like came up again, and I was like, "Damn, this is making the rounds again." And I was like, "Naruto would be fire, though. I'm not gonna lie." And
it would.
And it opens up another door for them, which is anime.
Yeah, anime.
And now we're gonna have fucking Gojo running around the island. You really think that that's gonna be the last skin you're gonna buy? It's not happening. They're coming for all of us. I would even get
Kakashi or Gaara. Like, I would get them.
Yeah, like Sasuke? Had, like, you're not running around as Sasuke? Like, what?
Vegeta.
It's fire.
Vegeta. If they do Naruto, they're doing DBZ. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's going to be wild. One Punch Man? Come on. Yeah. They're coming for the pockets.
Maybe the more popular.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of deals they cut in behind closed doors, but
me either. But I need a piece of that.
They got money. Like, oh my god,
kids are the reason they got money. We used to be the reason.
Yeah,
the kids are the reason.
Yeah. It was all those battle passes we bought. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And now those are a subscription. Could never go wrong.
Yo, yeah. Now they got a subscription, which is kind of wild.
Epic is big brain. They may not, Fortnite may not be like on top, but it's big brain. Obito would be cool too. For sure.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah. Look, at this point, like Alyssa said, nothing is surprising anymore. They got the money and they got the platform. That's it. They got it. I'm waiting. Has Nintendo played fun? Have they played fair yet? I don't think there's any Nintendo IP on Fortnite yet.
No.
People were hoping for Samus when they were doing like all the bounty hunters and stuff.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I can't see it. Nintendo wouldn't want their characters being portrayed like
shooting.
That.
That's why I don't expect like Bugs Bunny or like Scooby-Doo or anybody to be in it, because it's like the act of them shooting is not what they would align with.
Bugs Bunny was chased around and he would flip it around. You're right. Old comedies, Bugs Bunny. Not today's Bugs Bunny. Mm-hmm. Bugs Bunny was my favorite growing up.
Me too.
That's the OG right there.
Looney Tunes. Marvin the Martian. Loved him too.
But yeah. Shout out to Fortnite.
Ariana. Yeah.
Fortnite. Shout out to Ariana. Top 5 Dead or Alive. This is what it is.
We'll be talking about it for the rest of our lives, honestly.
100%. Crossplay alone. I'm telling you, crossplay alone. Nothing else. Crossplay alone. We're going to be talking about that forever.
Changed everything we know today.
I mean, the NFL people run around as Aaron Hernandez. Yo, they really do. People be wilding, man. People be wilding.
Listen. Let him rest in peace, please. Thank you. Don't, we're not gonna address it. Just let's keep moving. Just that, let him rest.
That guy killed people, right?
I yeah. know he killed yeah,
you
people.
You'd be fans of the worst people. Like,
I
oh my
didn't
god.
No, he was. I was like in love with him before he did all that stuff.
Yo, son. Oh my god. Oh my god, son. Somebody get their homegirl. Oh my gosh.
I didn't know. Oh, I don't. First of all,
nah, Amari, no Griffith. Griffith was a little too much, man. You know, I was watching the third Berserk movie, and I was like, all right, third movie. I was like, this is when everybody said it was gonna get, it was gonna be over, and I was like, oh shit, this went left. This went left so fast. Goodness gracious.
Like, I know I started a war recently. Like, Brandon won't even talk to me. Like, he thinks
over the
I'm the worst.
Over the Tokyo Revengers thing?
Kazuto.
Yeah.
Kazutora, yeah. I had to explain to people, yeah. I was like, yo, he made a bad choice. He made a really bad choice twice.
Like, you know.
Oh no, not Greg always rolling up when I'm talking about this man. We're gonna move forward.
We can stay right here because like, yo, you really like the villains. Like, you love the villains.
He's not a villain. Like, listen, Kazutora is not a villain.
Because Aki
is a villain
at this very moment. It don't look that way. And here I am, but here, all right, but that's not, you see, this is, all right, I'm gonna need a pact to be made live at 5 the next time we meet. People gotta stop reading ahead, watching ahead, et cetera, et cetera.
I didn't read today.
But.
Thank you, Eric. This is why me and Eric, we had an agreement. We said, we're not gonna let Takemichi get in between us as a unit, because
Takemichi,
it's not gonna work.
That bitch ass motherfucker, man. Always getting beat up.
Yo, Jess always sends me Mikey staring. Listen, even Mikey has a big heart. Mikey has a big heart, okay? He has a big heart. That's all I will say. Kazutora is not the bad guy here. I'm just letting y'all know. Okay. Kasaki is the bad guy. He is the villain. And I have yet to say that I like Kasaki.
Okay. You know what it is? It's because you haven't seen much of him, have you?
Yeah, basically, like, I don't know his true character. I don't know if you get to, like, know his true character, to be honest.
No, I feel like we have to eventually.
Shut these manga sites down so Alyssa can stop.
Yeah.
It's such a good story. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, but I haven't spoken. Hey, y'all want to place a bet right now? I got $20 that says Alyssa's going to love Kasaki. She's going to love him. She's going to find the reason why he is the way he is, so profound and meaningful. And he's not really a villain. He's not really a villain.
Place a bet. Yo, next, when we all link up on Monday, or whenever Mabel is free, we'll figure that out. Let's place our bets. See if I actually like Kasaki. Because I'm not saying Kazutora is my favorite. People are very mixed up. He's not.
No.
The white-haired boy... he's my favorite. Mm-hmm. That is a love of my life.
Villain is such a subjective term.
Exactly. Thank you.
I guess.
Thank you.
I guess.
It's to your perception, he's a villain. And yes, he did kill Mikey's brother, but...
I love how it's just
let's blame Takemichi because he can time travel. He should have time traveled his ass back then to stop that shit from happening.
Alyssa's like, he did his time.
First of all, he did his time. Mikey was like, or Draken said, Mikey tried to help you, so you didn't get like a life sentence, even though Mikey hates your guts and won't forgive you.
Somebody started
a
poll.
Mikey's not a saint. Will Alyssa love Kasaki? I would vote, but like, I don't know. That's her boo.
That's her boo is currently in the lead with 80% of the votes.
Y'all are trifling. But we'll see.
Just putting it out there, you know what I mean?
I'm almost done with the manga. I'm not gonna lie. I think I have like...
Wait, the manga's done?
Like, yeah, it's finished. Oh,
okay.
All right. It finished, I think, this year. Okay. I'm gonna go with, I'm gonna be the one lone person that says no. Because, like, as of right now, that I don't.
Stand your ground. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I'm happy that y'all are against me. it just fuels my character arc. You know what I'm saying? Like, my villain arc.
This is your villain arc. It just makes a lot of
sense. This is my villain arc.
We're creating a villain by...
I just... You know what is so crazy, too? This one character. But you said you liked Griffith. Like, that's the...
Griffith was not that bad until the third movie when he wilds out. Like, okay, literally, so up until the moment... Up until the moment where he turns into a demon, he's Gucci. Like, he doesn't do anything that is like, oh, my God... Griffith is such a terrible person, because like y'all have been talking bad about him since like the first movie. That's why I was like, what are y'all like talking about? Signs and things happening. Listen, but signs of what though? I didn't see no signs. The only sign I saw of him possibly one day being a rapist was when he like climbed into that chick's window, and I was like, oh no.
I was like,
is he about to like force himself on her? And he didn't. And I was like, shout out to Griffith. And I was like, but fuck.
He did, though.
No, he didn't.
He did, and she was like, no. And then he was like,
all right. He was like,
well, you're mine, anyways. No, he was like, I mean, you kind of owe this to me, don't you? And she's like,
he was manipulative. Uh-huh. He was manipulative, for sure.
That's what I'll say. Like, yeah. His character, and he was manipulative from the first movie.
Y'all ignored the signs.
It may have not been with a, y'all ignored, exactly. Y'all never been with a manipulative person. Obviously, Tokyo Revengers, I think, will end early 22, like the anime or the, I think the manga's done. From what I know, the manga's finished. It's only got 167 chapters. But y'all did ignore the signs. Griffith throwing those red flags like carnival. Exactly. He was very manipulative with guts, basically. That's where it started.
He was manipulative. That's wrong. But he's just a guy with a motive. You know what I mean?
You know what, y'all? I'm going to remember this.
Nah, don't worry, though. Hold on. I got something.
The only tweet I'm going to send out is either y'all were right or y'all got me fucked up. Because... And that's how you'll know if I liked Kasaki or not.
All right, we're gonna watch this incredible TikTok that Alyssa made the other day.
Oh my god, I made another one today.
Did you?
Yeah, but it's nothing problematic.
Oh, it's not problematic. I did that on purpose. So maybe it's not this one then. Maybe it's not this one then.
Is it the villain one?
Yeah, exposing my anime type. Yeah. This shit was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to keep going, but I didn't. I realized I didn't put overhaul in there. I put Akaza. I did that on purpose.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, okay. I was like, all right. You're wallin'. He literally killed our guy, okay? This is what I'm talking
Your
about.
Guy.
What? All right. So he's not a villain? Whose perspective are you looking from? He's not a villain.
You said your guy.
Who,
I never claimed Rengoku to be my guy.
God,
I was here
damn.
For him. I was, we're never going to finish the show. This I was here. Them problematic boys. Exactly, VV. You get me. You understand me. Mentally ill.
Yeah.
Akaza, he just came out of nowhere. I at that point, I was on... the side of like everyone else, like the heroes, right? But he dropped in with red hair. What did you expect?
Just crazy. What did you expect? You know, I'm not even gonna lie. I was watching that, and I was like, Alyssa's really gonna like this guy. Alyssa's gonna like this guy. And lo and behold, when she watched the movie, she was like, oh, I got it. Yeah, wow.
I sat next to the English voice actor in the movie theater for Akaza. You kidding me? The whole time I was like, thank you. You're amazing. No. I also said, you know, Zenitsu is there. Oh, by the way, he voices Mikey, like in English. So
now we gotta go watch Tokyo Revengers in English.
In English.
Look at that.
Right.
Look at that.
So I was there with Zenitsu and what's the sister's name?
Shoot, I didn't. My bad. I didn't put our cameras back. But yo, wow.
I'm just saying, like that. There was that one, and then there was the other one where, like, I literally made it on purpose to make y'all laugh, because that's how y'all see it. Nezuko, yes. About Kazutora.
All right. I think we sidetracked heavy though.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we're gonna talk about anime, but yeah, eventually
we were.
Let's talk about Horizon.
Yeah, let's talk about these Horizon rumors that Alyssa's right. Alyssa may be right. I mean, it hasn't been official. It hasn't been made official tissue, but it is leaning more into the fact that Horizon's gonna get delayed into next year. It's looking like it, but like,
yeah.
Rumors are supposedly that they're going to announce it soon. When are they going to announce it? Like,
September.
At what? You know, like, during what? When? You know? Tokyo or is it just games? A random... Oh,
that makes no sense.
Nah, it makes no sense. Yeah, you know? I don't know. I'm just wondering, is maybe GamesCon? Maybe they have an insert there and it has a release date that says 2022? I don't know.
Is there any proof that they're going to be there?
They can't keep dodging. You know, they can't keep dodging them.
I think that PlayStation in general just doesn't want to address the fact that they have nothing to give us, which is fine if you don't. I don't care.
Yeah, like, it is what it is.
You gave us enough. Ratchet and Clank, I guess, was good enough. So
yeah, Ratchet and Clank was good. Returnal was good. Yeah.
I also
agree with Cozy Boy. I wouldn't be surprised if they let it off on a tweet. Oh, here's a blog post of the progress on Horizon, that is now delayed until 2022, and that's it. And you know, like, yeah. that's them touching on it. And it's so funny because, like, I was watching people online talk about, oh man, you know, like, haven't heard much come out of PlayStation, and like, it seems like Xbox has got a whole lot of stuff to talk about, and et cetera, et cetera. That's just, and it might, besides games getting delayed and like PlayStation obviously not having stuff with Horizon to talk about because it may not come out this year. Besides that, that's just the game of a market leader and somebody who's trying to gain market share in Xbox. Xbox has to talk about all of their shit as much as they physically can, because they want people to buy their stuff. PlayStation don't gotta do shit. You can't find a PlayStation 5. You just can't. Like, and I figure the way they maybe see it is, at the point where PlayStations are available in stores, where you can walk into a Target, a GameStop, whatever it might be, and just buy one, there's gonna be so many PlayStation 5 games out. That's gonna happen probably next year when God of War is coming out, when Horizon that just got delayed is coming out, when a whole slew of games, Final Fantasy 16, which I still don't believe is actually coming out next year, because
like, three heavy hitters.
It's not about it being three heavy hitters. It's just, I just thought that when we saw that get announced, I was just a little surprised when they said 2022. That was just my thought on that. I just feel like same way I felt about God of War when they said 2021. That's how I felt about Final Fantasy 16. I was like, yeah, really? So I wouldn't be surprised if that gets delayed. But next year is going to be a big, like, video game year,
especially for Xbox.
Yo, and that too, especially for Xbox. So I don't know. I think that's just the dualities of being a market leader and trying to gain market share. They're just doing what they got to do. PlayStation feels like they don't got to do anything, which I would more or less agree with them. They don't have much they got to do or prove to us. Xbox has got a lot to prove. You know, they're proving it. Don't get me wrong, and I like that. I've been playing a lot of XCloud, and I like that. I can't wait until, like, that is the norm. I can't wait till I turn on my phone outside in the middle of a park, and because 5G is standard business, I can get on xCloud and play a game like it's nothing. Oh man.
Yeah,
it's been truly amazing. It's gotten to the point where, like, I hate that it's only Game Pass. I wish every game I had on Xbox could be played on xCloud now, because that's just how much I'm enjoying it. And I know that I'm currently feeling, I wish I could play my PlayStation games on my phone like this. talk about why PlayStation, one of the reasons why PlayStation Now isn't as good as Game Pass. That's one of the reasons right there. But yeah, so we'll see, you know. Square delays everything. Yeah, so yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they do. I also like, is Nomura working on that?
Probably. Final Fantasy. So
yeah, just expect it to get either delayed or just like, you know.
Yeah, but what about you? Sorry, I went on my tangent, but you were the one who thought it wasn't coming out, you know.
I'd be more surprised if it did come out this year. Yeah. And I would also think that if it did come out this year, it was rushed. So I don't think that we would be getting a product that we deserve, because mm-hmm. then they would patch things up, whatever they're not being transparent about as to why this game may or may not come out this year, like why they just can't tell us whether it is or isn't. I think there's something, it's something that definitely needs to be fixed, but like over time. And I think no matter what, this game will make money, but it's the same way that I felt about Kingdom Hearts 3. Don't give me the game that I asked for and make me wait for it versus giving me a game I didn't want, first and foremost, and then force me to buy DLC or patching it. Like, it's like, just give me the final product.
Yeah.
I can wait. What am I going to do? I'm going to pay back for blood, so it doesn't mm-hmm. matter. I'm going to ignore it anyways, so it doesn't matter. But outside of that, I definitely agree with you that the reason why Xbox is showing us is because we as the consumer, we as the player asked for that. That's the issue with mm-hmm. PlayStation players. We don't vocalize what we want. We don't vocalize what's wrong and what they should be doing to make us happy. They just don't. They just do it because like we know we're going to buy it anyway, so who cares? But if you guys want to see more consoles, you want to see more games, say something. Literally. Yeah,
100%.
And also with Chris, I agree. He said that Sony is losing me, sadly, with this long wait for consoles to be consistent. But even if I got it, what am I willing to drop $70 for right now and enjoy for 40 plus hours? That's valid.
100%.
And even we talked about the longevity of games and us not really wanting 40 plus hour games. Give us 10 to 20 hour games. We don't necessarily always have the time for 40 plus, but for the people who do, give them a reason as to why they should give you the $70.
Yeah. You know what's so funny about like that too, this trying to find a sweet spot of how long a game should be. I actually think mm-hmm. that paying for games as a service helps that, because now,
I think so too.
Now there isn't this like feel like, oh man, gotta pump out the most content I physically can in this one game so that we can get, you know, people feeling like they should give us the money for this one game, where mm-hmm. like a lot of games would benefit off of just being a 20 to 40. I'd take a 40 hour max experience, but like again mm-hmm. games like Valhalla and stuff like that that are like 70 hours to beat even just main story content is insane. Games yeah. have to stop being made like
Persona.
That. Persona, I don't know.
Dungeon crawling games.
I also see like maybe something like an increase in like parts of games, like how Final mm-hmm. Fantasy VII Remake is being broken up into parts. I can see stuff like that happening. I guess for remakes, I guess they wouldn't do that for new games, because then it'd just be like this game.
No,
then,
I think then this game too, or whatever. Much
yeah, but
problems.
I don't know. I just think there's got to be a sweeter spot for how long games would be. Mm-hmm. And I think if you remove this feeling of, damn, I paid $70 for a 15-hour game or a 10-hour game or something like that, and instead made that, oh, I pay this monthly fee and I just get games. And some of them are going to be 40 hours. Some of them are going to be 10, 20 hours. I'm going to appreciate and love all of them, because it doesn't matter. It doesn't change how much I'm paying, because I'm paying the same thing every month. I don't know. I think it's going to help that a little bit, the way people see that.
Yeah. Give us Sony's version of Game Pass. That's it.
Yeah. How long do you think Horizon is going to be? I think like a 20-hour game. Same length again.
Yeah, I think so too. Same length, maybe added on stuff at the end. I expect DLC and things like that in
yeah,
the future.
Same. Yeah, same. Actually, you know what's funny? Talking about PlayStation Now, I'm not going to lie. I was on my PlayStation and I was like, you know what, let me see all the games that are on here. They got a lot of games on there. It just sucks mm-hmm. that a lot of them have to be like streamed and they can't just be downloaded.
Yeah, then, like Silent Hill is on there, but you can't download yeah. it.
And then like other caveats, like again, like you can play it on PC, but I think on PC everything is streamed. Like you can't download anything on PC. So like the service has its caveats, and then the streaming is not great. The service has caveats. Mm-hmm. There's just so like a few things that would make that so much better, and the addition of first party releases on day one.
Pleased.
But yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. So no Horizon, maybe we'll find out either next week, next month.
Yeah, I think. Only reason I say Gamescom is I feel like you gotta like tell people already, you know, like because now we're in this weird space of we know something's up, like we know something's up because I feel like we should, like everybody feels like they should have heard something about this game by now. We know something's up because you showed us something a few months ago and you didn't give us a release date, you know, like
or release window.
Yeah, release window. Like, you didn't give us anything, and so yeah, you know, like that. It doesn't look that great. You know, so yeah. funny, people were talking about how Ratchet came out in June, and that was all fine and dandy, but people, they said that Ratchet was a release window game when they first announced that. Is release window mm-hmm. now 8-9 months? Like, is that what yeah, release that was window weird. Is now? And so, like, even Ratchet and Clank got delayed. Like, everything over there is just running behind, you know? And that's COVID. Yeah.
I mean,
this is what it is. Yeah. yeah. But just talk to us. Just say it. You know what I mean?
That would stop next year.
Yeah, like something I liked about the Xbox, like the Halo situation with Xbox, it sucks that they had to delay the game, but it was like, all right, looks like they need to delay this game. They literally waited no time. They like turned around within like 24, 48 hours and were like, yeah you know what? We're going to delay this game till next year. And that's it. And like just was straight yeah. up and they're like,
and they told us too.
And they just owned it. So. They just owned that shit. And everybody liked that. What the fuck, PlayStation? Like, just I don't get it. It's not that difficult. It's kind of frustrating. Yeah. It's getting a little frustrating. But again, this is market yeah. leader shit, you know? Like, and that's why we're always frustrated sure. with Apple, because they're the market leaders and they feel like they never got to do shit.
My phone's about to start messing up again.
Yeah, they don't, because I'm about to get a new phone later this year. I'm not even going to lie to you. So, but yeah, that shit sucks. It does suck.
yeah.
But anyways,
well, we were
speaking of Sony.
Talking about Sony.
Yep.
Yeah, for those who don't know, a few months ago we talked about the possibility of Sony acquiring Crunchyroll, and if you know what Crunchyroll is, or if you don't, it's where all of us watch our animes, basically. And Crunchyroll not too long ago announced that yes, they have been acquired under the Funimation portion. So Funimation and Crunchyroll will now be coming together as one, and I think honestly with this merge, the biggest question people do have is, am I still paying for two subscriptions, assuming that you pay for them, or are they going to come together as one fee? And do, for those who do pay, do I get my exclusivity stuff still, or do I not? So we are frequent anime watchers, as you guys know, and we're really excited about this merge, because at least now we can like put it under one roof. But what do you think? Do you think that we'll still have two separate platforms, or
it's really funny you say that. You say that, oh, you know, because we're frequent anime watchers here, and I'm just like, oh no, as if they couldn't tell with us bickering about the anime 20 minutes ago.
right.
I'm interested because, I mean, usually with stuff like this, one of the brands is going to go away, right? Like, isn't that how that works? Like, you got acquired. That means you go under mm-hmm. the other umbrella. I mean, that's not how it always works, I guess. I should take that mm-hmm. back because... Right, like I guess T-Mobile acquired MetroPCS. MetroPCS is still MetroPCS. It's just like MetroPCS by T-Mobile, or like powered by T-Mobile type thing.
And Sprint and T-Mobile are a thing together now too.
So I guess like that's the thing that I'm interested in and wondering about. Like, because they're both mm-hmm. massive. Like Funimation is Funimation. Crunchyroll is Crunchyroll. Like I'm surprised. I was surprised when that even happened because Crunchyroll is so big.
Me too.
But. Not sure what to expect from it. I'll be honest with you.
Me either.
To your point, if I pay for both of them, because I'm sure there's a lot of people who pay for both of them, am I still mm-hmm. paying for both of them? Is it just one fee? Is my one fee going to go up because now my one fee gives me access to both of the services offerings instead of just the one that I was paying before, right? Like, I don't have Funimation.
Oh, like
I,
a... Like Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN.
Yeah, so like I don't have Funimation. So since I have Crunchyroll, and now after this acquisition, do I now have access to Funimation stuff? And since I do, mm-hmm. is it at the same price? And I can't imagine it would be.
Probably.
So then is it more now? Is my monthly price changing? So that's just, I think those are just the stuff that need to be hashed out. But I think it's cool that, again, like two anime hubs are just coming under one. I guess maybe that's not too great because that's like monopoly, whatever you want, if you want to get into, you know, foul play in business world. But I think it's cool as long as it doesn't fuck nobody and it isn't any pricier than it currently is now. To have both, I guess. But yeah, what about you?
I couldn't agree more.
Right? I think you have Funimation.
I mean, I technically have both. I use Unique's Funimation and Crunchyroll so that I don't have commercials. That's the only reason why. Mm-hmm. But like for Funimation, I feel like it's, or for Crunchyroll, I think it's more of a benefit for them than it is I guess it is more of a benefit for Funimation because of Crunchyroll, but the way that I look at it is like,
Crunchyroll's got like their merch and just that whole culture that they've built, like that side of the website.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think Funimation hasn't obtained that. And what makes Funimation stand out is the fact that like the My Hero dub goes there first. Mm-hmm. Anything My Hero goes there first. And My Hero's huge. So I think on the level of that, it's a benefit for Crunchyroll. I see how Funimation is going to win in this whole thing because they have their merch and stuff like that, but who's going over there to get the figures? Not me. I go to Crunchyroll. So I'm just saying, I go to Crunchyroll.
And doesn't Funimation only have Funimation stuff, or do they have stuff from other studios?
What do you mean?
Like Funimation.
Like merch-wise?
No. I mean, like content-wise, like shows-wise.
No, they have everything. Okay. I think last year the biggest thing was that they got Naruto. But yeah, there are shows like Skate the Infinity where you can only watch it on Funimation. So I am intrigued. Pretty much, we'll see what happens, and hopefully now. I just want to say this. Hopefully now with this big merge, like the people who voice these characters that we love so much can get much better benefits under their union because of this. So, because Crunchyroll is a standalone, or was like its own company, basically. So shout out to the voice actors and everybody involved in making our favorite shows.
I think
y'all deserve it.
I think it's awesome. Like voice acting is becoming, I don't want to say more prominent because it's always been there, right? Like who else has been doing this stuff? But I think people are just becoming more aware of like who's voice acting people and just really paying attention to those performances because really good voice acting job change everything. Like playing Hades right now, for the voice acting in that game is phenomenal. Oh my goodness. They killed it. They killed it. So definitely. Team traded WWE Network account for Crunchyroll account. Damn. Hate to see it.
Rest in peace, WWE. should we move on to the next one?
Yeah, I don't think I have anything else. So. That was about it. All right, cool.
We bantered about anime earlier.
Yeah.
Maki Supremacy. So, as you guys know, we're back to our regular scheduled program of Superhero Talk, but I won't be, like, we won't be diving into it too deep because Mondo didn't watch it, but What If started 2 weeks ago, and he basically just wants me to, you know, give you guys my thoughts of the series so far without really spoiling it, so nothing too long, obviously. It's going to be like the Call of Duty situation. Basically, the first episode was mostly focused on Captain America, and the second episode was focused on T'Challa, you know, Chadwick Boseman. It's, I think they said it's his last performance he's ever done, technically. So the way that it was done, it was beautiful, I will say, and we got a lot of him, and it just felt like it hurts because you know that's it. Like, you're not going to get this again. And all we'll have is these performances, and we won't get to see who our hero could have been. But outside of that, I think the series is super good. I think it's super fun. I love the alternate universe theories, basically. It's like theories that we've probably thought of ourselves, and it's like being fleshed out. So the first one was really cool. I'm not a big Captain America person, but they tie in the Stark family in the first one, along with obviously like Captain America and his little baby girl. And then the second one is they tie in Guardians of the Galaxy, meaning like Thanos and everybody, and then T'Challa. So yeah, I don't know what to expect because I wasn't expecting to see Black Panther the second episode, but I would love personally to get like Peter Parker next, just because I love Spider-Man, or even X-Men. I think that would be a cool way to bring them into because they've always been cartoons.
Yeah, I think the show is also canon to the MCU, like to the MCU. So that's also interesting. It's also interesting that they're doing this right around the time that they're breaking the multiverse open. I think that's really interesting. You know what I mean?
And Shang-Chi is the next movie.
Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi. My apologies for miss saying that. I think that's the next movie next month, which is probably the next movie I will be seeing. Yeah, the second episode alone is better than a lot of the MCU movies. That is true. That is very true. If any of you guys seen it, what did you think? Love the latest episode. Really great.
All right. Okay. Is there anything else for What If? That was about it?
That was it. I asked them how they thought about it, but they loved it. So.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch it soon. Soon. That's all I can commit to. Soon.
He'll watch it by next week.
But yo.
Three episodes.
Let's round out the episode with this week's hot takes.
Hot takes.
So Ghost of Tsushima DLC is coming out tomorrow. Right before we got on, Elizabeth asked me if I'm getting this because that was my game of the year last year. I am not. just because I have too much other stuff to play. And I'd probably get it for cheaper. Yeah, I'm playing Hades. I got to beat that motherfucker Hades, man. I beat Hades. I got to the end, beat him one time, and I was on my phone. And I was like, oh, like, you know, he got me a few times, but I was like, I got him. And he, like, falls on one knee, and he gives a little fucking speech. And then he gets up, and his bar of health goes all the way up again. And I lost all of, like, my lives. So I'm just like, oh, last life, trying to do this with a little lag here and there? Nah, couldn't do it. But I'll be back. That motherfucker thinks. That motherfucker thinks I won't be back. I'll be back. But yeah, speaking of Hades, that also released on Xbox and PlayStation. If you got Xbox Game Pass, yo, I'm telling you, play this game. It's so good. I don't know if anybody is into roguelikes. Like, they can be kind of unforgiving because every time you die, you got to start over from the beginning again. But I think it's really cool how they tied in that concept with the story of the game. And so each run gets better and better. I think it's a great game. I can't wait. I can't fucking wait to get off this so I can go hopefully beat it.
Play.
Yeah, yeah. But it's a great game. It looks phenomenal. The soundtrack is amazing. And the voice acting is 5 out of 5, 10 out of 10. It's amazing. It's immaculate. Also with releases, I was thinking differently. The first Psychonauts game is currently $1. That's actually what's up. It's also on Game Pass, so it's it. But that's like a regular Xbox game. I've been wanting to play it. I'm not gonna lie to you. I've been wanting to play it ahead of Psychonauts 2. But I'm just like, am I really gonna play an original Xbox game right now?
No,
I'm not. I'm not. Not at all. Not at all. Probably watch a video on like the summary of that game right before.
Yeah.
But really looking forward to 2 because it looks fun.
I was gonna say do it so that we can like at least you can do it.
Psychonauts looks like a game I would have played when it first came out. Wish I had known about it.
2005.
But definitely not playing a game from 2005 right now. Right. Not too interested in that. But yeah, that's coming out next week on Wednesday. Really looking forward to that because that game looks really good.
Yeah.
Idris, however you pronounce his name, everybody says it differently. I say Idris, but the homie, the god, teased and announced that he's Knuckles. What? Yo, let me tell you, man, was Knuckles your favorite from the Sonic crew?
No, it was Tails.
Oh, damn.
But Knuckles was that dude. Yeah,
Knuckles was the homie.
Yeah, I liked him way better than I like Tails in the beginning, but then when they introduced Shadow,
Shadow. Of course,
I forgot
of
about course. Shadow.
But I Shadow, love Shadow too. For me, it's Shadow, Knuckles, Sonic, Tails. Can't get on Team Tails. I'm not really there for it.
I love Tails. He's such a cutie. I mean, I was a kid, so like I was just like, oh my god, he's cute. It's adorable.
Yeah. And but also, yeah. also, and if you didn't know, now you know, Knuckles is black. All right. In case you didn't know, I think we all knew that. I think that was like wide consensus. Is yeah. Knuckles was black this whole time, yeah. But in case you didn't know, now you know. Gamescom 2021 is right around the corner. It takes place on August 24th to the 26th. It's a multi-day thing. I didn't know that. That's cool. Mm-hmm. And Xbox has its own event taking place. And yeah, really looking forward. They said there's no new announcements. They're only talking about things that they've already announced for this year. But I think that that's also cool. I think that that's more Forza Horizon stuff. I think that's more Halo stuff. And I'm down for that. And maybe indie games that are coming later this year.
100%.
Yeah. So that'll be cool. That'll be refreshing. We talked about it earlier, but Apex Season 10 is out right now. And again, this is one of the best Apex seasons I've ever played. And that's aside from the fact that Seer, new characters they added, is wildly OP. Like, wildly.
Yeah.
That motherfucker needs to get nerfed. Oh my goodness.
He did get nerfed.
Oh, he did get nerfed? Holy goodness. Yeah, I've been playing too much. You know, I've been playing too much xCloud. Haven't been paying attention.
It's okay.
But yo,
it's
thank right. goodness. Thank God. Thank God for that.
We know... The king himself of Apex needs to relax sometimes.
Oh my god. Jeez Louise. We getting plat this season, man.
Just saying.
Getting plat this season, right? Just got the homies visiting right now. So I'm not in this room that often. Sure. But we'll be back. We'll be back, Greg. Mooks, anybody else? Try to do some ranked.
And he's actually from Wakanda. He looks like that guy from TikTok that everybody likes to make fun of with the eyes.
Oh yeah, yeah, he does. Yeah, nothing is a coincidence.
Literally, he literally made a TikTok about that. He was like, "I told you guys, nothing was a fucking coincidence."
Yeah, and then last but not least, Hellraiser's Pinhead has been announced as the new killer in Dead by Daylight. The Stranger Things pack will be leaving the shop in November. So get your shit while you can, and then get the new shit when that drops. All right, and just get the shit when the shit drops, cause shit.
The shit is gonna drop.
Yeah, you know Drippy Hendrix. You know Drippy Hendrix is always there for the drops. You know what I mean? It's Drippy Hendrix. It's Drippy Hendrix, and Eric. They always here for the drops. They always here for the drip. Always, always.
Eric copped the Sakais I want.
Listen, you can always count on Eric,
To get me
to pop up on your timeline randomly with a sneaker
and be like,
that you didn't think actually existed because you and everybody else, everyone else and their moms couldn't get it. You know what I mean? We all got denied on the Nike app. Yeah.
he didn't get his Supreme boxers today, so
you can't get it all. You know what I mean? You win some, you lose some. You know, or you win most and you lose some. You know what I mean? That's
Greg. I don't think they'll put Jason in because he was in Friday the 13th. Just letting you know. But also the licensing for him is expensive, and that the reason why Friday the 13th got shut down is because they didn't actually pay for him. They just did it anyways. I don't see them putting him in anytime soon, but give it time because DVD's still growing.
Yeah.
But maybe. Back to Eric. He says, I'm out the game.
I'm out the game. I'm out the game. And then post fight. We're all about to get off of this podcast and go on our timelines. And Eric's going to be like, I'm out the game. Holding up some fucking fire, you know?
Right.
I don't even know how's his hands not burned? You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. He's the reason why I got my Jordans. So, like I said, Takemichi can't come between us. He just can't. But I will say, someone on my timeline has those Travis Scott Lowe's.
Ooh.
Also, someone else on my timeline got their off-white stolen off their front porch yesterday. Sucks.
Off their front porch?
Off their... Bro opened the box, the shoebox, gone. They put everything back in. They left the box and everything. They just took the shoes and dipped.
Wait. Hold on. He left them on his porch, though, for like...
He was at work. So he had no one to bring them inside. And so someone stole his shits. They delivered his joints to his front porch. Someone rolled up, opened the box, opened the shoebox, put the shoebox back inside the box, left that shit there. Homeboy got home, opened his shit, gone. You hate to see it.
Wow. I'm not going to lie to you. It's easier to hide two sneakers on their own than it is to hide the box in its totality. So, facts. I mean, the person who stole them didn't seem like it was their first time. That's for sure. I could tell you that.
Nope. Yeah, Nike doesn't care. Supreme even changed their like way that they ship it out. They don't put that it's from Supreme. They don't want people to know because people will steal it.
Yeah,
you can't. So there's definitely even GOAT. Like GOAT doesn't put their like name on shit. They're like, no.
Yo, that's crazy. But yo, I think that's everything for today. Is there anything else?
Yeah.
Anything else on the top of the where's Ivan?
Kazutora.
Ivan, yeah, you
where
in here?
Is Ivan? Navis.
All right. I mean, if that's everything, we can cut the episode. We can cut the recording and then just chill until Ivan's ready.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, y'all. I think that's it for episode 37 of The Safe Point. We didn't do a proper entrance. We didn't do I am one of your hosts. Damn. Now this hit me right now, actually.
Oh, wow. Yeah. It's okay.
It's been a week. That's what happens when you take a hiatus. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Literally. We were just on vacation. We needed a break.
But yeah, again. I guess not again. For the first time on this episode, I'm one of your hosts, Mondo Chocolate Tamangu. And of course, my lovely co-host, Alyssa Rosa. And yeah. Yo, we appreciate you listening. Appreciate you chilling live in the chat if you're here with us. And yeah, leave us a review, leave us a comment, tweet us, you know, slide in the DMs, you know, something like that. But yeah,
follow me on TikTok.
Yeah, from just a regular guy and his boss. That's The Safe Point. Appreciate y'all. Deuces.
Peace.